the reunion is over. And this time it actually was, at least for one party, a reunion. This dude Pete, who I don't think I ever knew to say anything to, but who I remember just always seemed like a nice enough guy. He was there. And I saw his name. They had a bunch of name tags on the table when he walked in. And the woman who organized it, or one of the people who organized it, I sent an RSVP last night saying I'd try to be there. And she responded right away. But it was funny because the address was just, this isn't really her name, but it's like mjones@thehighschooladdress.org, whatever. And it, you know, it was an all-boys school. I just naturally assumed that it's a dude. So when she wrote back, it was signed Molly, and I was like, what? Anyway, yeah, I talked to that dude Pete for a while, and he seemed like a good guy. He was overseas for a while, and now he lives in Summit. It seems like everybody I talk to lives in New Jersey, and nobody that I talk to tonight lives in the city. But make of that what you will. But everybody seemed nice. I talked to some of the younger kids. I told them about how I was, when I was editor of the paper, I wrote the last editorial I wrote was a poem, and I made it so that if you read down the first letter of each line, reading vertically down, it said, fuck you all to hell. And I got away with it. And that was the same year some other kid got expelled from some other school in town for doing something pretty much the same, pretty similar to that. So I got to tell my little war story. But those were younger kids. They knew my English teacher, who just retired recently. And somebody mentioned the Latin teacher I had, who also retired recently. But after that, I don't think any teachers that I know are still there. It was just a lot of urgent conversation with people we're never going to see again. And who knows, maybe there'd be some connection. And I'm glad I at least met up with that dude Pete. He was good conversation. But I told him, it's like, as far as I knew, I was the only person in New York from our class. And that's when he said he's not in New York, he's in Summit. But that's, I don't care about that. The Cornell Club looks like one of those places I'll probably never be able to go into again. I'm just never going to be rich like that. They had a nice Big Ben type clock, grandfather clock, and wood shutters, and a bar, which I guess is members only, or maybe it's dress code, because I felt completely dressed down, but yeah, I got nothing to look pretty for these days. Talked to a couple other guys. Apparently robotics is a big thing at the school now, and somehow or other there's a hockey team. And this is Tampa we're talking about, but hockey just became a big thing down there after the Lightning franchise started playing, and then they won the Stanley Cup that time. I got to tell my story about the first time I got an HDTV. The first thing I saw when I turned it on was hockey, and for the first time on television I could actually see the puck. I got a laugh out of that. But I took off when they did the group picture. They said, I don't want any part of that. And I was getting ready to leave anyway, so it's not like I looked like I was responding to that or reacting to that, even though I was. What else happened? Talked to a much older... Oh, I probably shouldn't have said this, but I'm class of 86, and this dude was class of 68, and I said, that's the year I was born, dude. I don't know. He didn't seem to take offense. I don't know why he would necessarily. I think he said, well, there you go. They look damn good, too. I mean, it must be mid-70s. So he would have, I mean, assuming he was in his 20s when he... that's funny. I'm thinking about this now as if he was my father. Anyway. Yeah, I should be able to figure this out, right? 18 plus 50. If he was 18 and 68 when he graduated, and I'm 50 now, he's 68. I was thinking he was older than that. But, I mean, here I'm getting confused again, thinking that somehow he's my father, that there's some sort of paternal connection. All right. Grand Central's not as... It's not the avalanche of humanity it was the last time I was here. But it's moving a good crowd through.